Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name.
Oh,
glory. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Come on, saints. Come on, help us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. We just ask you to help us thank the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I hear somebody with the praise report.
We couldn't hear you. You know what you have.
Oh, you couldn't hear me. All right. All right. Does anybody have a praise report tonight?
I do, Dr. Johnson. This is 314 Ambassador Job.
Yes, ma'am.
My trans bill, I hadn't paid it. So the Holy Spirit, I remember just to when you spoke on knowing the voice of God. So last night, the Holy Spirit said, put that trash out. And I kept saying, no, I ain't going to burst myself. He said, put that trash out.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave it up to me, and I put the trash out, and the man sure enough picked it up. So I just want to thank God for that favor and that blessing. And I want to tell Miss Thelma happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Ambassador Rush.
Yeah, again. You know what? I am so sorry that I wasn't on the mind this morning, but I couldn't make it on the mind. And I'm sorry. Y'all forgive me because Sister Carol Brown told me that she had told everybody that it was my birthday. And y'all
so
was saying happy birthday. I'm so sorry.
So many people.
Yeah, I am so sorry.
Thank you,
sorry that that happened. But what I am sorry because I was with a mother and I was helping her and I was so tired. Then I had church that night and then when I got home, I was just knocked out. I am so sorry. Will y'all please forgive me?
You said
I'm
already forgiven.
Okay. I'm going to mention to him in the morning.
Okay, please.
I am.
I'm on there wishing you a
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so
sorry. How was your birthday?
It was good. It was good. It was real good. I had a nice time. I had a real nice time. Basically, I'm kind of quiet with my birthday. Basically, I'm kind of quiet with it, but it was good. It was good. I thank God that I woke up this morning.
I do too.
I thank God.
For you. Wonderful, mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else have a prayer for before we go?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I heard the old church say, "You can't tell it, let me tell it about the goodness of the Lord."
Yes.
My. We had a wonderful time in Bible study. And Elder Owens, who we've been praying for, he had a man while he was low sick. He had a man who was coming out day and night, kind of nursing him back to health and strength, called Elder McDonald. And lo and behold, he fell sick. And Elder Owens is still with us and doing well. But his friend who helped nurse him died today.
Oh, God. Oh, my. Mm.
That's why, I said to the people tonight, I said, we have to learn to shut the back door.
Mm.
A person has been sick and they seem like they're rebounding. Don't stop praying.
Mm.
Don't stop praying until they're fully back.
That's right.
Because what the enemy will try to do is make you think they're back. And when you stop praying and you say, "Oh, they're all right now," then you'll try to come in there and snatch them out. And so I anointed the other Owens tonight and asked the people to help me pray as we pray that God would close the back door. Don't let the enemy in there. If you try to come in, let the blood of Jesus get all in his eyes and ears and mouth, nose, even in the air he breathes. And make him bow down and worship Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't mind the Lord coming. And that's the appointed time when the Lord takes them home. That's fine, because everything that God does is good. But we don't want the enemy to come in there, sneak in there, and snap somebody out. Because he definitely tries to do it. Yeah. The Bible says, there'll come a day when the last enemy will be destroyed. What is that last enemy? It's death.
Yes.
It's there in Revelation. It tells you around the 20th chapter, the last enemy shall be destroyed. And the last enemy is death. Amen. So we don't mind when God comes and this is your time. But we don't want the enemy to come in nowhere and snatch nobody out. I ask God to close, before it's that time, I ask the Lord to close the back door. In the name of Jesus. And let the people live on. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
God. All right. Anybody else have anything you want to say?
Chief?
Mm-hmm.
This is Ambassador Hendricks, 911 area. I have a praise report. First, I just thank God for you and everybody on the line tonight. And I went to today. Uptown to pay my utility bill, which was over $100, and I was going to pay probably half of it. You know, so when I got up there and talked to the lady and everything, had everything ready, she said, "Ms. Henry, you owe $1.45. That was such a blessing to me, $1.45. Hallelujah,
thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That was awesome.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Yes, the Lord has done that. Amen. He does that type of thing.
Thank you,
I'm
Jesus.
I'm glad you experienced it, Mother.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, y'all. All right, anybody else? Oh my God. So, thank God. I'm gonna go to Walmart. I got a phone call today and they said, "We just wanna bless you. Be a wonderful blessing to you."
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm gonna go to Walmart and see what the Lord has done for me.
Hallelujah.
God bless all of you on the prayer line here. Amen. I got a feeling regardless of what you're going through. Y'all have a wonderful night and remember.
God bless you.
Gonna be all right.
think.
God bless y'all. Have a wonderful night. We're going to do the Holy Ghost Rehab tomorrow night. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful night.
Amen. God bless everybody. That's his bride. Amen.
Good night, team.
Good night, everybody. That's the rush. Everybody, good night.
Good night to you. God bless you.
Good night and God bless you. This is Ambassador Frierson signing off.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord's will, we'll meet you in the morning.
All right, then. Bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Goodbye.